Hold my phone for me, honey.
What changed us from being in the world? It was the gospel that he was just preaching. We have faith in Christ, who came. He was fully God, fully man. So when you have faith in him, you repent. There's a changing of your mind. I used to be a very worldly, carnal woman. I was like the chief of partiers. Insanely wild and crazy. I'm not even going to go into all the sins that I was. Wicked. I was wicked. And through the gospel, my mind was changed. I repented of all that. All my sin. I repented of that. And I turned toward God, which means I left everything behind me to follow after him. And when God sees a person's willing heart to do that, he'll give you the Holy Spirit. Can you believe that? A holy God will give you the Holy Spirit within you, and you can live victoriously over sin. It's called being born again. Born from above. See, you're born in Satan's kingdom on this earth. He runs this. But you need to be born to get into the kingdom of God.
Be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
And that's what happened to us. Totally changed us. Godly people now who strive after him in holiness and obedience. We used to go to the churches because we didn't know any better, but we were out very quickly because we would read God's word, the Bible, and compare it to what was in there. They didn't obey. They don't teach the gospel. They don't teach people that you have to press through and endure.
So there's an original Bible and then the Bible nowadays.
I'm sorry?
So there's an original Bible and then the Bible nowadays.
Well, there's the Greek and Hebrew manuscripts, which were the words that were given, and all they did was translate it into English and the various languages out there so we can understand it. We can also go on the internet and look up the actual words to see what it means. So, do you have a faith in at all?
You're trying to get closer to God?
Okay. The God of the universe and of the Bible of Christianity. Not this modern Christianity that we see. Right. Hopefully not of the earth and Gaia worship and New Ages.
See, the Bible says
okay, great. What we encourage people to do, don't go into man-made religion. Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Roman, or any of them. Okay. Evangelical,
this is all the broad road and
we belong to
nothing. The culture.
We've forsaken it all.
This
and we encourage people, if you were going to one, we always tell people, take time off. Get in God's Word. Start in the New Testament.
And
God will reveal His Word to you.
And its righteousness.
And you'll understand it and you'll be transformed. But you have to have a willing heart to be able to forsake everything. Because you're brought into this world with nothing, right?
Right. How are you living, Americans?
Right? So you got to be willing to forsake all and serve after him. It's a great cost. We lost our family. We have 5 children. 2 of them talk to us. And we get to see our grandchildren here and there. The rest of our family absolutely hates us for standing for Christ. But that's what they said. Do you know anything about the Bible? All the disciples, all the apostles were killed. Jesus was killed. Many of our brothers and sisters who walked before us were killed. The Bible says they will hate you. Because light has come into the world. I don't know if you know anything about the Bible.
Okay. I know a little bit here and there.
So you do? Okay. So you know God created the earth, and it sent Jesus, His Son, who is fully God, fully man. There's God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. They're 3 in 1. He's God. He can do anything.
Right.
And so He sent Jesus, His Son, to die for the sins of the world. Because, you know, even in this world, if you steal something, you've got to pay the price, right?
Right.
If we sin against the Holy God one time, do you know anything about the Garden of Eden?
Do you know what holiness is?
Okay, it was one sin they got out of the garden.
Holiness is following the pattern.
God is a holy God. He can't be by sin.
Holiness
so somebody has to pay the price for that sin. In the Old Testament, they used to sacrifice animals. God requires shed blood to pay for our sins.
Right.
In the New Testament, He sent Himself, which was Jesus, His Son, to pay the price. And anybody who will follow after him and be born into his kingdom and strives through this world, you pull yourself out from the world, separate from all the trappings of the lust of the flesh that lead you astray into Satan's kingdom, then you will spend eternity in heaven. But if a person dies in their sins, they will be in hell for all of eternity. And it says, weeping and gnashing of teeth. Outer darkness is a wicked, scary place to be.
I used to follow my flesh and it led me to nothing but trouble.
It is. It's petrifying. I was on my way to hell before I was born again. Anybody can be forgiven of all their sins. Like I said, I did some utterly despicable sins. But He washes everything away. It's like you're a brand new creation. It is so amazing. He will wash away every single sin.
The
you're brand new.
Your
and then you strive by the power of the Holy
Spirit,
to live for Him. It's amazing.
That
it's an awesome thing.
Church.
It's a wonderful gift that He has offered to us.
How do you guys ignore everything that everybody yells at you?
Not seeking the word.
By the power
of God.
Standing
there, that's what I was listening to, is everyone yell at you guys. And I'm just...
You know what? When Jesus was on the cross, and I don't know how much you know,
the Sunday church,
they were killing Him.
Yeah.
You know what He said?
Forgive
them, they know not what they do. God fills us with
love. But they don't warn you about sin and destruction.
We have a love for everybody here, even if they
hate
us. They could kill us,
and
we love them. Why do you think we're
here? Which one are you going to get?
People try to
get
us money. We don't take people's money.
Are you going to get the severity
of God? I don't want your money. I don't want you to follow us. We just want people to get in God's word and follow Jesus. We travel.
Are you going to find grace and
we travel all over the country. We live in a van. And we
travel
all over. And we give of ourselves to the world because we love them. God gave us two great commands. Love God. It's all your heart, soul, and mind. And love your neighbor. You're our neighbor. All these people that hate us.
Second, best one,
we love them. Because we have. I just saw you soaking in how you can be transformed. I saw that in you. That's what we want to give. We have the precious word of God that can transform lives. That's why we come out here to do this. Because we love our neighbor. And because, you know what? Jesus said, few. It's a very, very narrow way to get into heaven. Many will try. Few will be able to. You have to strive.
But you can't live in
you
two
see
worlds. You
see
can't
see
live in the culture.
You stood here watching.
Your own life. You can't live in the culture and Sunday church.
It's
you must
very,
be
very narrow.
The kingdom of God.
And most of these people are going to perish. Very few are
going to
strive
today
for the kingdom of God. But you have the keys for it. We're here to help you.
What are you pursuing
we have a huge
on a daily basis?
Teachings on it. All
the
we
great
do,
command is to
all
love
we do,
God with all that
is show
you are
people like the lies of man-made religion. They're deceiving people. Satan set up all the church systems.
If you're not loving
God, it is not of God. There's so many sins in there. It's deceiving people. They believe. I just believe, and I get to go to heaven in any way I want. Now you, not knowing a whole lot, can see that, right? Good or evil, you can't just enter with a holy God piled full of sin with no repentance,
right,
without any kind of change. You notice some kind of a change. So that's what we're out here to do, is to encourage people to look past all the lies and deception.
Jesus
that
said, if you
want to
be a friend
away
of God,
and we have articles
the
on there that will help point to the scriptures that help people see through all that. And I also write on a blog for women who are seeking Christ and my sisters. And I just share our adventures, our travels. I encourage people to get deeper into the scripture.
The culture is opposed to God in every way.
This just kind of, here's the gospel here.
It's not rooted in foundation on Christ.
Back here is just for like, usually like churchgoers who believe a lot of this stuff and they still think they're going to heaven. These are a bunch of lies that people are taught. So we're calling them out of it. But if you go to don'tperish.com,
and don't forget to tell her about your sister's blog.
I
she
did.
Has a lady
yep
blog. Good.
Yep.
Good.
We have
I'm
tons
Jim,
of resources
nice
there.
Felicity.
Felicity, nice to meet you.
Nice
let us
yeah
know how we can help you. We love
yeah
you.
Yeah, this is awesome. Thanks for coming over to talk, and let us know how we can help you.
Holiness and obedience.
I've been
reaching out to America.
A little closer every day.
Warning you of the judgment that's coming because we love our neighbor.
But I just know that I have.
We don't want your money.
What you do?
Keep your money.
Read the Bible. Start in the New Testament in Matthew and work your way through Revelation. Go through that and seek His truth with a willing, open heart. And He can cleanse you too and give you the Holy Spirit, and you will walk victoriously. And if you strive through it and resist all the temptations of this world, we're here to help you. You will go.
Are you living part of the church system of America?
But you have to strive. You have to endure.
Are you living part of the entertainment
it's kind of like a marriage. If you get married, you don't just say, I do, and then do whatever
right
you want, right? Your
right
life is totally different.
You know,
yeah? That's exactly what it is.
Actors.
And you see,
and
it is different.
The Greek word for actor,
so,
it means liar.
Start reading in the New Testament. Pray to God and ask Him to hear you, only if you have a willing heart, because He won't hear the prayers of those who are not serious.
Right.
Only those who have
God
a willing, open heart. Jesus said, if you seek me, you will find me. There's promises in there. You will find me.
It's going to be filled up with drugs.
So hopefully that will help you. Feel free to send us an email.
Revelation
we got our email and our phone number on there on the website. It's nice talking to you. Thank you.
That
was awesome.
You take a mark to buy, sell, and trade.